Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
In 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 15 through 17, 2 Thessalonians 2, 15 through 17 in the Message Bible, it says, "So friends, take a firm stand, feet on the ground and head high. Keep a tight grip on what you were taught, whether in personal conversation or by our letter. May Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your work, enliven your speech."
You know, honey, these three verses list seven ways which will delightfully surprise and bless us. But first, there's something we got to do. The scripture says, take a firm stand.
That's it.
We can't be a situational, convenient, or conditional Christian. A situational Christian is like being a buffet believer. Situational Christian flaunts their faith when the circumstances dictate, or demand a spiritual response. Serving God is not a pick-and-choose lifestyle. It's all in. In the South, the Bible Belt. If you want to be well thought of, you join the right church and you go there on Sunday. Even though you may live like the devil the rest of the week, you're seen in church on Sunday because it's a smart thing to do. Right and wrong is determined by who God is, what he says, and not by what we think.
That's right. In Proverbs 2, verse 9, Proverbs 2, 9 in the Living Bible says, "He shows how to distinguish right from wrong, how to find the right decision every time." Boy, I love that. Philippians 1, verse 10 in the Living Bible says, "For I want you always to see clearly the difference between right and wrong, and to be inwardly clean, no one being able to criticize you from now until our Lord returns." There's another thing that we could add into this too, is that, you know, we can look good, but the question is, are we good?
That's good. That's true. A conditional Christian is one that is always trying to make deals with God. If I do this, God, will you do that? The word is non-negotiable. It is what it is, and he is who he is. Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord and I change not." A convenient Christian is one who follows God's instructions when they don't inconvenience them or cause a change in their lifestyle. Convenient Christians know we should care for the widows and the orphans, but it has to fit into their timetable and budget. Convenient Christian is only willing to stop counsel, minister, or pray for someone when it doesn't conflict with anything else in their day planner. Somebody once said, the Christian life is more than just a prayer of faith made in the past. It's dedicating every day to live for Christ and what will last. Wow. Good quote.
So the question is, what kind of Christians are we?
That's exactly right.
In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15, it says, "Feet on the ground and head high." Acts 7, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified says, "Then the Lord said to him, remove the sandals from your feet, for the place you are standing on is holy ground and worthy of veneration."
Keep your feet firmly planted so that when adversity comes along, your faith will not be shaken. When God speaks to you, you will hear, understand, and obey. Knowing that no matter how intense the adversity, God will bring you through. In fact, here are seven things God will do for you. Number one, he'll reach out to you in unconditional love. Real love is given when it's not situational, conditional, or convenient. Real lasting and unconditional love sometimes comes with sacrifice. 1 John 4:10, New Living Translation. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. God freely gave us his unconditional love. So doesn't it stand to reason that our love should be given, well, every hour of every day, because that's the kind of love he has for us? In his unconditional love, we find a strength, a comfort, knowing that he is with us. 2 Corinthians 12:9, Classic Amplified Bible. But he said to me, my grace, my favor and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled, and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ the Messiah may rest, yes, pitch a tent over and dwell upon me.
Wow. Number two, listen to this, help you now and forever. Would you like to know a pleasing, reassuring, destiny-changing thought? God is, always will be, your helper. That's right. God is your helper. That's a great one to personalize. God is Janice's helper. God is Yvette's helper. God is Diane's helper. Hallelujah. Psalm 54, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified says, behold, God is my helper and ally. The Lord is my upholder and is with them who uphold my life. Not only is God our helper, but he is thinking about you right now, thinking about you and me.
That's it.
All of us. In Psalm 40, verse 17, here's another one. Sometimes you might have to put this in your pocket. Write it down. Put it in your pocket. Bring it out. In the Living Bible, it says, I am poor and weak, yet the Lord is thinking about me right now. Oh, my God, you are my helper. You are my Savior. Come quickly and save me. Please don't delay. How does God help us? He gives us power and strength to face the everyday challenges of life. God is our helper, not just a little bit, but he positions us for greatness. You know why, honey? Because he is great.
That's
and we
exactly
represent
right.
him.
Exactly right, baby. Number three, God gives us the confidence to tackle any challenge or opportunity. Our confidence, hallelujah, should never be in our ability, but in God's ability working through us.
Amen.
That's the way it should be, working through us to achieve his good purpose. Psalm 71:5, Classic Amplified Bible. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust and my youth and the source of my confidence. God is the source of our confidence. See, our confidence in him gives us a boldness to seek every opportunity, to think as we've never thought, and to extend our faith to tap into new possibilities. Hebrews 13:6, New Living Translation. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. So I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?
Number four, along with the seven things God is going to do for us. Number four, wipe all your sins away and give you a fresh heart. Wow. You know, when we confess our sins, give our hearts to Jesus, then the stain of all of our sins is washed away. What's the old saying? Our hearts were black with sin till they were washed by the blood, and now our heart is as white as snow. That's what it says in Isaiah 1:18, this in the Classic Amplified Bible. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. And another thing it brings to my remembrance is the old Gospel classic, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Can
Hallelujah.
Anybody say, that's right, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, baby.
Right out of my mouth.
Number five, empower you for your job, wherever and whatever they may be. 1 Samuel 10:7, Message Bible. When these confirming signs are accomplished, you'll know that you're ready. Whatever job you're given to do, do it. God is with you. Wow, that's a power verse. Truly, God empowers us in every area of our lives. But we have a very important role to play in any future success. Romans 1:17, in the New Living Translation, very clearly points out that our level of faith will determine our accomplishments. This verse says, this good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from the start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life.
Hallelujah. What else will he do? Number six, he will anoint your lips to speak the words that he gives you. In Matthew 10, verse 20, in the Classic Amplified, it says, for it is not you who are speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. In our everyday conversation, I know I ask the Lord at times to go, Lord, give me the right words. We can ask God to anoint our lips with words that need to be spoken and the wisdom to know when to speak and what not to speak and where to speak. It's a great personalized scripture again, honey, and personalizing Matthew 10:20. Matthew 10:20 says, for it is not Paul who is speaking, but the Spirit of Paul's Father speaking through him.
Wow.
For it is not Carol speaking, who is speaking, but the Spirit of Carol, who is Carol's father, who is speaking through her. Great scripture.
Yes, it is. Great one to personalize. Number seven, enable you to stand your ground with your head held high, confident in his ability to do what he says he'll do. Seize the word of God, no matter what you're facing. Don't be afraid. Just believe that God will do what his word says he'll do. No words I can ever think of or write could compare to God's word. Romans 4:21, King James. And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to perform. 2 Corinthians 9:8, New International Reader's Version. And God is able to share all kinds of blessings on you in all things and at all times. You'll have everything you need. You'll do more and more good works. And lastly, Ephesians 3:20, New International Reader's Version. God is able to do far more than we could ever ask for or imagine. He does everything by his power that is working in us. Are there just seven things God will do for us? No. The Bible is full of things he wants to do for us if we just let him. Through our obedience.
We just gave you something to whet your appetite.
And to think about.
Mm-hmm. Until you join us tonight for Sunday Night Live.
Yeah. 6 p.m. Eastern. You go to HaroldHerring.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Beth.
Hallelujah.
And you'll be blessed by the night's teaching.
Yes, you will.
It'll make you shout. It really will. Hallelujah. Meditate today on these seven things God will do for us. You may even want to dial in and get the playback. Anyhow, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video while you're there. If you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.